This is The Green on Delaware Public Media, and I'm Tom Byrne. The Delaware Contemporary is introducing a new concept at its Wilmington Riverfront home. It's called the Draper Experiment, and it invites artists to creatively respond to contemporary issues using the E. Avery Draper Gallery at the heart of the Delaware Contemporary space. The Draper Experiment accepted proposals from artists reflecting their concerns and critiques of the world around them and encouraged use of new methods and techniques. The first round of Draper Experiment exhibits are scheduled for 2019, and in this week's Arts Playlist, Delaware Public Media's Kelly Steele chats with Catherine Page, the Gretchen Hupfeld Curator of Contemporary Art at the Delaware Contemporary, about what to expect from these exhibits.
What is the Draper Experiment?
The Draper Experiment is an idea that surfaced during one of many of our department's meeting. We were trying to come up with an innovative way to generate more opportunities for artists. And we thought for the 2019 season, let's offer Draper Experiment. That idea actually is the love child of our former curatorial associate who's now moved to Florida. And he thought we should call it Draper Experiment to push the idea of experimentation, to expand the territory of materiality and space, not just push the boundaries, but truly exploit the avant-garde. And so we put out a call to artists to submit proposals, and there were six slots, and so we chose six artists or six teams of collaborators who exemplified to us the idea of truly experimentation with the materials at hand. And so in this way, we can offer the most contemporary art expression, something that is truly engaging, that is visually arresting for the viewer, as well as contemplation and promoting a modicum of internal reflection as well.
Was it hard to whittle it down to these six or seven? You must have gotten lots of people interested in this.
We got lots of people, and it was extremely difficult because the team, the curatorial team, they wrestled with trying to whittle it down to six. Which ones really did embody the concept? Which ones actually had the most persuasive proposal, aesthetically as well as written? It was important for us, for those artists, to really state their case. And so not only with word, but with vision.
All right, Catherine, let's go through the six artists chosen and their exhibits, and let's tell people about each one of them.
The first person on the docket is Willie Yao, and he is a Chinese national, and he is teaming with number 223, who is a famous artist in China, and together their work will display concepts of identity, a concept of relationship, concept of transplanting oneself to a new place in time, and then wrestling with what it means to assimilate in society. So each artist or team, they have about 8 weeks where their work will be on display in the Draper, the E. Avery Draper Gallery. And the Draper Gallery, I should say, is it rests right in the cockles of the museum. It's surrounded by all the main galleries, and right in the epicenter is this Draper Experiment. So it really does have a unique setting, and it's right next to an annex space as well, so there's room for all kinds of experimentation. Willie Yao will have two-dimensional work, and number 223 will have photographs.
All right, so besides Willie, move on to the second artist.
The next artist is Tia Santana. Tia Santana is known for her ceramic vessels, and those vessels, the construction of those, are wholly informed by her identity, and her identity rests in her hair. She's African-American artist, and so she uses what is so profoundly gorgeous on her hair. And so she takes the notion of coils of her own hair and transposes that into the three-dimensional clay. And so she will form coils in clay and wrap them around and incorporate her own hair into the pieces.
Stunning. Mm-hmm. Catherine, talk a little bit about Anthony Bowers.
Anthony Bowers is our third installment of the Draper Experiment. His exhibition called Hopes and Dreams, Fears and Feels. It explores issues around consumerism and waste. And what he does is he takes familiar materials and then reconfigures them and then arranges these completely disparate objects such that the viewers consider the trappings and subliminal displays of class. And to heighten the tension in his installations, Bowers needs Western, oftentimes Western ecclesiastical processes such as confession and prayer to alleviate fear and anxiety. So we're looking forward to that one.
All right. What about Clay Dunklin?
That's the fourth installment. The title of his exhibition is Song of the Wild. He subverts the space of the gallery and its navigational methods. His jarring site-specific installations, they examine ideas around the body and its relationship to time and technology as a way of exploring how we negotiate the space between reality and the self. And he intends to create these wax vessels fabricated from his own skull installed on the floor of the gallery. And so with careful spotlighting, those vessels then create this otherworldly precinct. So that should be exciting.
All right. What about Chris Andricola and Jake Foster?
Right. That's the fifth one. And the title to their exhibition is called Domestic Disturbance. What they do is they have teamed up to generate a series of photographs. And those photographs investigate the ways mass media and consumeristic lifestyles disconnect social ties, resulting in disconnection with humanity and nature and repressed sexuality. And they plan to arrange the photographs to create a disruption of domestic reality in order to critique modern life.
And finally, we have Jacintha Clark.
Yes, our last one. Thresholds of Memory is the title she has given us. And what she does is challenge the limits of the ability of porcelain to contain memory and time by reconfiguring its materiality and physical form. Porcelain is very difficult to throw on the wheel, and so it has a life on its own. And so it's often, her work is often referred to as three-dimensional drawings with clay. And what she does is those objects register the past and present, or oftentimes they'll coin American idioms. And so she uses the clay to replicate familiar commodities into new concepts. One installation she calls Pack Lightly. And what she did was she created packaging peanuts out of porcelain and stuffed them in a box. So what she does is upend that ubiquitous shipping object designed to cushion fragile items with vastly fragile material. So I look forward to what she's going to present.
All right. So all of these artists we've been talking about are part of the Draper Experiment 2019. Did we leave anything else out that you want people to know about the Draper Experiment?
The Draper Experiment was an idea for us to come up with something unusual and provocative in a way to engage artists. And some of the artists, it's a solo, and other exhibitions, it's a collaboration, yet it's a one product. And so we're excited to see what each of these artists will be bringing to the gallery space.
Thanks to the Delaware Contemporary's Catherine Page and our Kelly Steele for this week's Arts Playlist. We put information about each artist in the Draper Experiment up on our website, DelawarePublic.org, along with the dates their works will be on display. And stay with us. In a week that saw Hurricane Michael slam into the Florida panhandle, Enlighten Me is next with a timely look at the UD Disaster Research Center's work on hurricane preparedness. This is The Green on Delaware Public Media.